You know, something so characteristically human and American happened a few days ago. 52,000 people stood sweaty, shoulder to shoulder, in 80-degree weather to watch on their home turf the seventh-inning satisfaction of Mookie Betts hitting a home run, the Dodgers beating the Phillies 5-3.
Fly ball, left center field, way back there, listen to the roar!
Dodger Stadium on Tuesday was essentially California's largest experiment, testing the effectiveness of the state's vaccination efforts to curb a disease that has killed more than 62,000 people here in the state. It wasn't too long ago that the stadium was used as a mass COVID-19 vaccination site. But with more than 70% of adults in California having received at least one dose of the vaccine, this reopening day, as the Dodgers call it, was kind of like a reward after a year of fear, loss, and isolation.
I think I call it the bizarro world of baseball, and really the twilight zone of baseball, too.
This day was certainly a reward for Tim Neverett. He's one of the official Dodger announcers. And for the last year and a half, he's been calling games overlooking an empty stadium of cardboard cutouts.
When you look at the cardboard cutouts, we saw them differently. We saw the back of them, which were all white. So to us, it just looked like rows and rows of white tombstones.
The weight of this analogy is not lost on Neverett. The empty seats were a reminder of the tremendous losses. This whole experience has even made him more philosophical about being the voice of the Dodgers.
You're that friend that they don't really know, but they know. And you help get them through a long drive, or you help get them through a project at home while they're working, or maybe they're just sitting on the porch enjoying a beverage listening to the game. I mean, you're that person that takes them on the baseball journey that night. And I enjoy being that person in the middle. You know, people say get rid of the middleman, but no, this middleman is in a good spot. I like being in that position and telling the story on a nightly basis.
Neverett and everyone here, from the ushers to the cleaning crews and parking attendants, they all play a part in fulfilling that game day experience. At the start of the season, the Dodgers were limited to 25% capacity, and the mask mandate was still in place. Well, on this night, there are more smiles on display, crowds of people taking advantage of the state lifting almost all of its restrictions. And those smiles were fortifying for 20-year-old twin brothers, Alex and Adam Handy. This is the first year they're on concessions. Working the stadium is in their blood. Their older brother worked here, and so did their dad back in the 80s.
Me and my brother, we've been, I wouldn't say shackled up, but we've been at home most of the time. We both actually got COVID, yeah, so it kind of hit home a little bit, but it's nice to see everything sort of what it back to normal, you know?
Well, I mean, growing up, we were always, like, Dodger fans, so, and plus, like, my dad has been a Dodger fan, my whole family's Dodger fans, so it means a lot to us.
Waiting in the concession line were father and son, George Mickel II and III.
It means so much after waiting through the COVID period. It's like a dream come true because this is the first time I've been here with my son, too. So waiting a whole year and then finally being able to return to Dodger Stadium with my kid.
I'm feeling really happy right now because we're sharing a common interest of baseball and we're getting to watch what's hopefully going to be a really good game. So we're looking forward to that. And, of course, right here at the Dodger Dogs place, we're going to get an infamous Dodger Dog.
I can smell them. I know that's going to be good. Is that something you guys usually do, or have you ever gotten it before?
No, this is my first time.
George Sr. has been a season ticket holder for a decade now, and this experience of being able to root for a team all together under one roof, he thinks it's just as essential as the game itself.
All of these sports that, like, the Dodgers, the Lakers, the Clippers, these are spectator sports. And without spectators, you know, it just takes all the air out of the players. I'm sure they're going through the motions for TV and what have you, but it's the fans that they play for.
You can feel it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the energy in the stadium, right? I mean, what's home field advantage? If you don't have fans, it means nothing.
Now, home field advantage during a pandemic means it's pretty unlikely you'll see anything more than a dot or two of Philly red and a sea of Dodger blue. But, of course, they are hard to miss.
I can't help but see. You have on a Philly shirt, and I see some blue over here. What's going on?
Well, we live together. This is my best friend, my life partner.
We're roommates.
I'm just from Philly, and we both live in LA now, and we thought it'd be fun to have a little war together, see who wins.
And we wanted to get out of the house and really, you know, do something special together, and then we knew that they were playing together today, and what better way to ring in, like, COVID
summer,
stuff.
I know, it's kind of the trifecta. The state is opening. It is the opening day, and your favorite teams are playing.
There you go.
So true, and it's beautiful out, too, on top of it.
Yeah, I'm here for the beer, too, so...
I'll let you get to that.
Okay, thanks, Tanya.
Thank you.
The crowd of over 52,000 fans released their pent-up celebrations not only for this occasion, but to make up for time lost. This was also a celebration for the Dodgers' 2020 World Series win. It also just so happened, after a whirlwind year and a half, Dodger announcer Tim Neverett had this opening night off.
I'm going to walk around the stadium. I'm going to go out to this center field plaza and check out how the fans are enjoying that. I'm going to have my mask on, so I'll be a little incognito, but that's okay. But I'm going to take it in and really enjoy it and put it in the memory banks.
The Dodgers play the Diamondbacks in Arizona on Saturday, and Neverett will announce from L.A. There's still some time before they can travel with the team. But Neverett believes this night makes the future look bright. Tim Neverett has written a book about this pandemic MLB season. It's called COVID Curveball, and it comes out in August.